Here are some word ideas that inspire from my 1942-2017 memoir wrap-up. Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. Psalm 91. There are two great days in a person's life, says William Barclay, the day we are born and the day we discover why. Life is too short. We must move very slowly. That's a Thai proverb. No individual, writes George Washington Carver, the Wizard of Tuskegee, no individual has any right to come into the world and go out of it without leaving behind him or her distinct and legitimate reasons for having passed through it. We live in deeds, not years, and thoughts, not breaths. We live in feelings, not in figures on a clock, wrote Philip James Bailey, the English poet, the author of Festus. If we live for the Lord, and if we lie, we die for the Lord. Both in life and in death, we are the Lord's. Romans 14:8. One of the sages of the Talmud taught nearly 2,000 years ago that God could have created a plant that would grow loaves of bread. Instead, he created wheat for us to mill and bake into bread. Why? So that we could be his partners in completing the work of creation. That's a reference from Rabbi Harold Kushner. All journeys, wrote Martin Buber, all journeys have secret destinations of which the traveler is unaware. And the philosopher Heraclitus, who lived between 555 and 483 BC, said, good character is not formed in a week or a month. It's created little by little, day by day. Protracted and patient effort is needed to develop good character. One's character is his guardian divinity. Character, wrote Heraclitus, is destiny. The battles that you and I count aren't the ones for gold or silver medals. The strength within ourselves, the invisible barriers and battles inside of us, that's where it's at. So wrote Jesse Jackson, the American four-time Olympic gold medalist. Again, from my memoir wrap-up in Word Ideas That Inspire. And we end with Dr. Zeus, who said, today you are you. That is truer than true. There is no one alive who is youer than you. And we end today with life's little suggestions. If and return all the things you borrow. I was going to read this one, but I left it out. It says, well, if you're in a fight, hit first and hit hard. Teach some kids a class. Be a student in some kind of class. Once in your life, own a convertible. Treat everyone you meet like you want to be treated. And learn to identify the music of Chopin, Mozart, and Beethoven. That's our pick-me-upper for today. Thanks for sharing.